Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Thank you, thank you. Three fingers, that's right, or 3 hours of Auto World coming to you right now. We are live from Boise, Idaho. I'm Mark Evans, your host. Good to have you along. I appreciate you taking time out of your life, folks, out of your auto world to join me in my auto world every week. I appreciate that. Sitting behind the silver microphone, where there is actually a temperature gauge on it. I don't know why they do that to me. They think I have a lot of hot air or something. I don't know. Anyway, in the house with me today, filling in for Eddie the Engine Emailer, we have, yes, my chauffeur that brings me to the studio every week. And, of course, I sometimes get to the studio before the show. I have to, of course. Slide him in and slide him out, Sammy. He's in the house. Slide him in and slide him out, Sammy. Hey. High five, brother. Yes, thank you. He does a good job getting me here in that little... okay, it's a Geo Metro. It's a very fancy chauffeur's type of car. Can you update the thing for me? Slide him in, slide him out, Sammy. Maybe get me in a real limo. Hey, I'm here. That's all that matters. Good to have you here. Today on Auto World, we're going to have a lot of fun. I got a little Auto World trivia for you throughout all 3 hours of Auto World. Absolutely. Every hour is different, folks. So if you do, if your favorite radio station that you're listening to me on right now is only taking 1 hour or maybe just 2 hours, there is 3 hours total. They're all different. I do definitely like to go into the email bag at least once every hour and to pull out. What I might pull out is your email. I do appreciate all of you sending me emails throughout the week. You do that. You can do it right now as we are live. That address on the email side is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And, of course, sitting behind the GCN 2800 mixer machine to make you sound good is Dashboard Daniel. Woo! Yes, thank you, Dashboard Daniel. And that number is 855-660-4261. You can go to my website at any time. If I start talking too fast with that phone number, as I've been asked through email, can you slow up the phone number so I can know what number to write down to call you? It's 855-660-4261. You can go to my website, folks. It's right there, autoworldmedia.com. Good to have you here. Now, today on Auto World, I'm looking forward to your calls. I'm looking forward to your emails. I ask you to deliver, and I do appreciate that. That, you know, you got both ears on. I do appreciate that. So with that said, Sammy, he has that big old shiny with a little rust on it, the hubcap that has the menu today in it. So if you would, Sammy, hand me over that. Slide him in and slide him out, Sammy, with us today. Oh, it's good to see you, Sammy. Thank you. Hand me the hubcap there, Sammy. Thank you. Oh, thanks for not throwing it like Eddie the Engine Emailer does. Okay, today, let's start right off the top here of the first hour, folks, and then we'll go right second and third and give you a little bit of a taste of what is coming up for the next 3 hours of your life. Right off the bat, boat or car? Head over to my Facebook page. Mark Evans is the address. We also have Auto World Radio Facebook page. Take a look at that picture there. Boat or car? Or maybe a sea car? We'll find out later. And these folks, they are planning on using this platform on a whole bunch of new vehicles. So the old times are coming back. I think they are using the same platform for all the makes and models out there. Okay, they're doing it. We're going to get to that story. This is all in the first hour, of course, but I want you to make sure that you might want to get today, definitely get a pen, paper, and pencil out, and you're going to have to take some notes today. Sorry, you're going to have to, because you could get a piece of this. And you know what that piece is? No, it's not pumpkin pie. And it's not oil pie. It's $1.675 billion. That's right. If you own this brand and if you have this model, you could get a little piece of the pie of that $1.675 billion. So when I say billion, that's probably pretty much enough to go around, isn't it? Yeah, maybe I might be able to get a piece of that pie. We're going to find out. And the winner product that sold out. I want to share this with you on the first hour because I mentioned it to a couple of my friends, relatives here in this area that I'm at, which I'm broadcasting live at, down right here in Boise, Idaho, folks, in the Auto World Plaza. I just mentioned this product to a couple of folks, and they didn't even question it. They just went out and bought it. Anyway, it's a sold-out product from a store that you probably are all members of. Hang on for that. Of course, trivia coming your way. I've got a little bit of EV trivia, EV news for you, too. Just a little spat here from AAA. Okay, that's first hour. Let's go to the third hour now. Third hour, we're going to have, of course, at the end of the hour, at the very end of the 3 hours, a word with Mark. Do you remember the old Jeep Wagoneer, the wood grain one? Well, sit back, because I've got some really awesome news about that old wood grain Jeep Wagoneer. Third hour, SUV or truck. That's coming up. And this third crew was added. That means lots of people were added because of the demand. You folks like that one, I guess. We're going to find out in the third hour. Second hour coming up. Not only email bag, of course, but I have for you, it's called the question of the week. And the question is, what is the best car for the money? I get asked that all the time. I do. What is the best car for the money, Mark? We're going to find out on the second hour. Sad news on the second hour, something about a museum closing. I'm going to share that with you. And do you think your employer is a good employer? Well, guess what? If you work for this company, you have the top employer of 2024. So, with that, let's get to the first hour. Take your calls at 855-660-4261. Email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And, of course, Facebook. I do honor the Facebook. Message me there, would you? And, by the way, thanks for following me on Facebook. Appreciate that. Mark Evans is the address. Instagram is Auto World Media. Thanks for, you know, following me there. Got a lot of likes, and of course, keeps on moving. That's what it's all about, folks. And also, LinkedIn, we're there on LinkedIn. And podcasts, you can go right to my, my website, autoworldmedia.com. Yes. So, with that, again, I look forward to your phone calls, your emails today, especially today. That's right. Why do I look for them throughout the week, too. Now, how do you get a hold of me through the week? Let's just touch base there real quick. The easiest way to get a hold of me is email. So if you're listening to me on a delayed time period on a station that takes me on a different day and a different hour, you know, I'm shouting out that phone number to you, and you call, and you're not getting any answer. That's because you're listening to me on a delayed day and hour and time. Email me, folks. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. So with that, let's go right here to, we got Brian on the phone in Boise. Let's go to Brian. Hi, Brian, welcome to Auto World.
Well, that was fast. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Great. You bet. Thank you. Thank you, Brian.
Yeah. Question for you. So I have a vehicle. I bought it last spring. I've been adding a lot of aftermarket parts to it. We put a supercharger on it and new suspension, all that kind of good stuff. And I started really thinking about if I were to have an accident, total the vehicle. Obviously, I'm not going to have enough coverage. You're going to pay whatever the vehicle would sell in the open market without consideration of those other parts. So I contacted my insurance company. They said they want a qualified appraisal. And even the local auto dealers don't even understand what an actual qualified appraisal is. Do you know any appraisers?
I'm glad you're bringing this up because you do definitely have to have that. I was in the insurance adjusting business for quite a few years and would go out on total losses, you know, where it costs more to fix the car than what it's worth. And every person, it didn't matter if you were the insurer or their claimant, you know, they wanted more money because of the wheels that were put on the car or the truck, you know. And so, to help you through it, to make it easiest, actually, Brian, I'm sure you've heard of Hagerty Classic Car Insurance.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course. Yep.
Yeah. They will do an evaluation for you, and they are now owned by State Farm. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is that there's a lot of good there because, Brian, can you hang on? We're going to take our first break, and I want to come back. I'll put you on hold. We'll be right back. Can you hang on for a second?
You got it.
Awesome. We're going to come back and talk a little bit more about Hagerty and how to do it and why and how come and maybe even the price. We'll be right back. I'm Mark Evans.
listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Glad you're in my car. Auto World car, that is. Fasten your seatbelt. Put your tray table up. Prepare for takeoff. Well, we've already taken off. We pulled this bad boy away from the curb, and curb feelers are working still. That's what it's all about. Welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. We get Brian here from Boise live. And Brian, you must be listening on KBOI?
News.kpy. You got it.
Awesome. 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 Good to have you along right here in the Boise area. News Talk KBY AM 670 and, of course, the 93.1 FM. Good to have you here. Now, Brian, before the break, we were talking about you're building a car and you need to get an appraisal done so you get the full, if you ever do run into, you know, somebody by accident, you want the right number for replacement.
Yeah, to summarize it, I'll just say, I've got my 21-year-old driving the car every once in a while, so let's insure it.
Oh, man. Can I be the other son, the other 21-year-old son to drive it?
You're up for adoption for the family.
Okay, now, so what are you letting your 21-year-old drive?
It's a 2016 Nissan 370Z. It's the convertible model.
Oh, that's rare. So, yeah.
It was rare. Actually, I flew out of Boise to Albuquerque, then rented a car to drive to the place where the aliens are, and then drove the car all the way back to Boise. It was a hard car to find. It's in perfect shape. And then now, of course, I've destroyed it by adding all these extra great parts to it.
Well, you know, but you're making it, you know, you're personalizing it for you.
Oh, yeah.
That's okay.
620 horsepower I'm getting out of it now, so it's so scary. It's light. 3300.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's a rocket.
Oh, yes. I'm going to be your other son for sure, Brian. Yeah, you know, there's nothing wrong with that kind of feeling, isn't it, when you push the juice pedal?
Oh, it's incredible. Scary, really.
Yeah, got to be careful. Got to be careful.
We're going to go get some lessons at a track.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Now, down here in Boise, you know, they have the tracking sometimes are there at the Western Iowa Fairgrounds parking lot, of course. Absolutely. But, yeah, the company, you can do this online, too. It makes it really simple. Haggerty is Haggerty.com. That's Haggerty is the insurance company that will insure you. They right online too, Brian, they actually have an evaluation tool that you can evaluate using their tool to find out what that vehicle's is worth with all your goodies on it, you know? And then of course there is a lot of insurance agents, and this goes way back with me. McKeel Haggerty is a gentleman that owns a company. And his wife, Soon, I've known him for years. In fact, Soon, she was the PR agent that was helping me way back in the early 90s with interviews and all of that for radio. And so they found each other and married and have kids now, you know, and they live right there in Michigan. So anyway, that's all I can say. Anyway, I don't know if you've ever heard of Haggerty Classic Car Insurance or not.
No, I haven't, but obviously State Farm, that they're behind it. They must be the insurance company that's actually doing it. It makes sense that they would have a company like that out there. I'm sure there's a market for it. Yep.
Yeah, and their company is now public, too, by the way. So you're not calling or dealing with somebody that's, you know, in on the side street. But the evaluation tool will really help you out. You can do that on the line and then just call them, give them a holler and tell them what you want, what you have. They'll want you to send photos to them. You'll have to talk some numbers to them, meaning that, you know, if you've got a supercharger on it, what kind of money did you think you put in this car?
You know? Quite much, if I paid for it. Yeah.
Okay.
I put some nice parts on it, some very nice things that are not going to be valuable to somebody else, and especially not if the car gets wrecked. So I understand how insurance would view it, but I don't view it that way.
Absolutely, yeah. I know Farmers also has another side business. It's just a different company, a subsidiary company of Farmers, that they actually do this too. But I was going to say that back in the early days, Haggerty was not in the Boise, Idaho Valley. In fact, they weren't in a lot of valleys by any means in any agencies. No agent, nobody even knew about them. And so, you know, McKeel exploded his company to the point that he realized, you know, there's collector cars everywhere and they need us because that's what we do. Not just in Michigan, but we want to. So today there is a lot. Just call who are you with right now?
American Family, and they're the ones that are asking for a qualified appraiser. And, you know, that seems to be a mystery to people about that term qualified appraiser. And they said some sort of a certificated something.
Yep.
A person that has some sort of certified ability to appraise the vehicle, which just sounds too complicated. So it sounds like just enter it into the tool sounds great.
Yes. Yes. Evaluation. Yeah, the evaluation tool. But you can, if you had a local agent too, by the way, now you can get Hagerty, and Hagerty might even do this with you too, Brian, is they might, once you call them and talk to them on the phone, they say, okay, what town are you in? What zip code?
Yeah.
And they'll say, oh yeah, well, here's the choices you have, Brian. Go to this agent, this agent, this agent. You know, they'll give you a list of the agents that carry Hagerty Classic Car Insurance. And then they might even ask you, hey, can you drive the car over there to, Joe Smith's agency, okay. You know? That, and then you could, you know, not put an American family down or anything, but all of a sudden you've got your normal American family insurance for your normal insurance on your other cars, and then you're with Hagerty at that agency in town.
Yeah, and so exactly. And I think that seems wise, too, to be able to have an agent on the ground or somebody who can actually see it. You would think that even with a so-called qualified appraiser that they would provide that because they would want to control it, but that's not the case. They just said, you got to find one. Good luck finding one. Nobody knows where they are.
Right. Now, Dick Tompkins here in town, I'll do a shout out for him. He's here in town. He's certified to do all that, but again, I don't know.
Is he still in the business? Because I think that name came up and I think he's out.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to, I don't know if he's still doing that or not.
Yeah, he's out.
Dick Tompkins with the gray beard.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's local. Yeah. But when you deal with Hagerty, you're good to go throughout all the states. They're public now. They're on the stock market now. Oh, my gosh. You're talking, you know, the State Farm's backing them, owns them, you know, et cetera, and all that. They started in insuring wooden boats. That's where his mom and dad started the company. And McKeel's the guy that says, hey, mom, dad, there's lots of boats, but there's more cars. Let's go for it. And so that's what happened. And great family, great people, all that, et cetera. So, but another thing, too, they have a very interesting thing to share with everybody, Brian, on Hagerty is that once you get that insured, believe it or not, they have I think it's called Share a Drive or Drive Share. It's called Drive Share. You can literally, all of us, everybody that's listening, can actually, if you sign up, you can lease or rent your car out, and I can drive your car, you know, for the weekend, and you get paid for it. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, that scares me more than a 21-year-old drive car.
drive share. Yeah. Anyway, hey, yep. Brian, thanks for the call. Yep. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks.
Yep. Cheers. Happy motoring. Listen to us on KBOI News Talk, KBOI AM 670 and FM 93.1. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Former President and 2024 GOP presidential frontrunner Donald Trump held a rally in Manchester, New Hampshire Saturday night ahead of the state's primary on Tuesday. Joining the former president at the rally is South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster, who announces his endorsement of Trump.
New Hampshire is for Trump. South Carolina is too. We'll see you at the finish line.
Governor McMaster succeeded former U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley in South Carolina's governor's mansion. In response to his endorsement, Haley responded by saying, "I'm sorry, is that the person I ran against for governor and beat?" President Biden has nothing on his public schedule Sunday. The president spending time at his Rehoboth Beach house in Delaware after passing a spending bill that avoids a partial government shutdown. The House and Senate are back in session Monday. This is USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It's all about is smiling, folks. Smile at your car every once in a while. You know, the car, the truck that you put a name on that, you know, you called it Betsy, or you called it Ralph, or you call it whatever. Smile at it. It smiles at you, doesn't it? Every so often it does, anyway. Hey, a little reminder, too. I didn't get to the recall last week. I'm in trouble. I know. I'm guilty. But we're going to touch base on that, of course, here today on this first hour. And it's a recall concerning oil pressure, and it's very serious. If you do not have oil pressure in your engine, folks, you know, that engine that's underneath the bonnet, a hood for you folks over here in the United States listening. We're coast to coast here in the United States. And, of course, you folks over there in Sweden and Denmark and Norway, good to have you along. I ran into some good friends, new friends, over there when I was there. And it's good to have you folks joining us, too, on GCNLive.com. Good to have you here. Now, we're going to get to that oil. No oil pressure? That's kind of like, well, truthfully, it's like not having any blood pressure. Yeah. Not good. Okay, it is time right now here on Auto World, though, to get you a piece of the pie. Not pumpkin pie. The $1.675 billion worth. What is it? Did you get a chance to hear about this yet? You might not have. What's the issue? Why? How come? Hagens Berman filed a class action lawsuit, folks, claiming Fiat Chrysler, FCA, manufactured and sold approximately 630,000 2019 through 2023 Ram 2500 and 3500 trucks equipped with the Cummins diesel engines that release illegally high levels of NOx emissions. In real world driving conditions, that is. A diesel emissions, cheating. We've been there before. We're not talking about that company. We're talking about FCA. Oh, yes, not good. Fiat Chrysler. Emissions cheating explained. Here's where it's at. What is it? How come? So if you do have a, here's the years. There's 630,000 of you out there that have them, and that's just at the start here. There's probably going to be over a million by the time it gets done. 2019 through 2023, the Ram 2500 and 3500 trucks equipped with the Cummins diesel engines. Yeah. This complaint alleges that the FCA and Cummins installed an unauthorized emission control device in these diesel trucks that bypassed or reduced the effectiveness of the truck's emissions control system, and consumers were deceived. You were deceived. So, this lawsuit, yeah, the emissions controls were defective, folks, and the trucks emitted unlawfully high levels of pollutants into our air where you and I breathe. Not good. Yeah. Can't do it. Cummins to pay a record-setting $1.675 billion, and this is a fine. They have to pay it. It was on December 21st, 2023, not too long ago. Sorry that I'm a little late getting it to you. But it's going to take time to get you to fill out the forms and get your name in there if you own one of these trucks and get you a piece of this pie. Literally, $1.675 billion fine. The largest ever civil penalty for a Clean Air Act violation ever on the planet Earth. Emissions control devices. There we are. Everything is computer controlled, even the diesels, my friends. And that means that when that engine light is on, where in fact some of you don't care if the engine light's on, oh, that's just the gas cap code. It could be, but there's over 300 electronic sensors underneath that bonnet. For you folks over there in Australia listening, hood here, of course. Raise the hood, would you? Oh, yeah. Raise the roof. Well, in this case, let's raise the hood and get it fixed. Now, there's lawyers involved, lots of lawyers. Your consumer rights are there for you this time. Now, the company that's in the litigation and that is suing, Higgins Berman, is the company. They're very successful with auto litigations. In fact, they're the law firm that does all of it in the United States. I guess they've archived and basically pocketed $320 billion in settlements. Largest ever. Cummins. Good engines. They do work. That's why you folks are buying those trucks, to pull the skins right off your horse trailers, to pull the skin right off your camp trailer. But you are now knowing that that is polluting the air, and there is some money that's coming your way. So now, the best way to do it, you can just Google the whole entire thing here. I mean, literally, the affected vehicles, again, are 2013 all the way to 2023 Ram 2500 and 3500 trucks with Cummins diesel engines in them. The file date was December 27th, actually, 2023. Here's the phone number. See, I remember I told you we're going to have a little homework today. Pen, paper, and pencil, please. Phone number. You can call. Please do. 1-888-381-2889. And, of course, email. Here's the email. Oh, I'm going to get you in trouble. That's okay. I want you to get some of the piece of the pie here, okay? I even have a case number for you. I'm going to say it because why not? You can always go back on my podcast and listen. Go to my website, autoworldmedia.com, and then look at the archives. And just click on that, and here's the case number for this one. 23-CV-06640. Again, the phone number, 1-888-381-2889. Here's the email address. Oh, you can get up and you can get that keyboard fired up and get it warmed up and get the thing on fire if you'd like, emailing them your complaint. DODGE Dodge Ram, one word, Dodge Ram at HBSSLAW.com. Wow. $1.675 billion. That's enough that everybody can get a little piece of the pie, I believe. Oh, yeah. Why not? A little Auto World trivia for you now. When Chevrolet introduced the first car radio back in 1922, at a cost of only $200. Many safety agencies back then believed the radio was distracting and sought to ban them from all cars, period. All Chevrolets, no radio for you. Didn't work, did it? No, we're still on radio, aren't we? Yes, we are. We're still listening to radio. Thank you for that. Costing $200 back in 1922. $200. Brian here, listening on Newstalk KBY, AM 670 and 93.1 FM, putting all those accessories on his new hot rod that he has. I'm sure he put a lot more than $200 in just a little piece of chrome somewhere, huh? Yeah, boy, times have changed. But the people wanted the radio, and you still do. Thank you for that, folks. Absolutely. I do appreciate that. Now, let's get right to the product, though. This is crazy. I mean, this is unbelievable. I don't know if you have or you should get. I don't care if you're in Texas listening there in Corpus Christi and et cetera, and Arizona, you folks are in Maricopa, and down in Phoenix and Scottsdale, et cetera, and north up there. And this product you're going to need sooner or later, even if you're in the rainy climate, because you can push the water forward. Yeah, I ran into this product. It was Costco's electric snow shovel. An electric snow shovel. That's right. An electric snow shovel. Sold out at Costco. Period. Done over with. So sold out at Costco. Whew. It's time for some email. When we return from this break, yes, the Greenworks 12-inch brushless snow shovel. It's an electric snow shovel, folks. It works. Stop picking up the snow in your driveway. Woo! Yes! Greenworks, thank you. We'll be right back with email and, Dodge Charger. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Jesus built my car. It's a love affair. Mainly Jesus and my hot rod.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Drag racing. Drag racing.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
We've been around forever. You got to drag race on Saturday and Sunday in order to sell it on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
If they don't drag race the cars, then you and I will never know the products that we need to make our family car go fast. They all go fast anymore. Back in the day, we had to buy all those aftermarket parts in order to make that bad boy go. Get that metal up and rock and roll and push the juice pedal and get going. Today, they're just coming out of the factory line like chocolate chip cookies, and they are fast. Slide him in and slide him out, Sammy, my chauffeur. It's time to go into the email bag. Hand me the bag, Sammy. Thank you. Appreciate it. Let's dive in here and see if we can find a couple emails. I'm just going to get one, of course. There's one. Okay, got it. Sorry, Sammy. He didn't tell you about me wrinkling up all the emails, huh? Slide him in and slide him out, Sammy, my chauffeur. Sorry about that. The iron's right over there. Get the iron. Start ironing him out. Okay, here we go. We've got email, folks. Auto World Radio. That's one word. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. I appreciate you being here. Email me at all times, right now as we are live or throughout the week. And you do, and I do. You deliver, folks. Thank you. Appreciate it. Just say hi. Just say hi to me. You know, concerning your auto world. Your auto world, if your radio's not working, it's a little staticky. I can help you with that. Remember the days we had to have the condenser on the distributor? What distributor? Yeah, no distributor today. Anyway, I can help you with all those. ASE certified master technician here for, 49 years now? This one I can read, and that's why I'm taking my time, because I'm going through his email here. Kenny, he's in Boise, too. Awesome. If you do not want me to read your email live behind the silver microphone, just let me know, and I will not, but I still will help you. I always have a little gift packet for you, a little gift bag that has some Mothers in it, and Meguiar's in it, and Solution Finish in it, and just some unique things that you'll be going, huh? And then, by the way, I can't put an electric snow shovel in there. Sorry about that. It's electric snow shovel. Believe it or not. 12-inch wide. It's cordless, folks. You just put the battery in the back where your trigger is, pull the trigger, and just run. The thing will push the snow, like, literally 25 feet in the air. Don't pick up your snow. Go to Costco. Well, they're sold out right now. Anyway, what I do, I tell just a couple people behind the microphone, and now they're sold out. Isn't that how that works? It works. Okay, email. Hi, Mark. Great show, my friend. Hey, thank you, Kenny. Thank you. I have a question for you about oil pressure on my Suburban. 2009 with a 5.3 engine. The engine light came on. I had it scanned, and it shows 520 code. Is this a bad sending unit? And do you think I can do it myself? Thanks for being here, Kenny in Boise. on KBOI. Well, let's do it. Let's do a shout-out right here again, right to our great local station right here in Boise, Idaho, and that would be News Talk, KBOI, AM 670 and FM 93.1. And our shout-out horn, we had, for some reason, you'd think a technician would have his battery terminals all, they're all corroded up. Folks, we've got a little snow here, and the shout-out horn will be back. I know it will, because we'll get the battery terminals cleaned up. Yes, shout-out. There, hey! That was a quick repair. Thank you, Dashboard Daniel. Appreciate that. Yes, Meridian, Eagle, Star, hello, friends. I appreciate you being here. Caldwell, Napa, Caldwell. My goodness, of course, Boise, Ontario, Oregon, Baker, Oregon. Oh, yes. I've got some friends listening on the KBOI website, too, over in Australia. Good to have you friends here, too, you folks. Thank you. Okay, oil pressure. You're absolutely right, Kenny. You might be a certified YouTuber. I don't know. But the 520 code is, that is the code for low oil pressure or no oil. Let's start there, Kenny. Did you check the oil in this 2009 Suburban? Check the oil first. Make sure it's full. Then we want to ask yourself the oil gauge on those. You do have a oil pressure number gauge on the dash on the Suburban. What's it been reading, Kenny? Has it been kind of frozen in the 20 spot or the 25 spot? Does it, when you push the juice pedal, that's the accelerator pedal, the needle should go up. And the hotter the engine gets, up to operating temperatures, Kenny, on the freeway, like a lot of you might see this, you know, saying, oh, there might be something wrong. When you're getting on the on-ramp going on the freeway and you're pushing the juice pedal and you're getting faster, 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 that needle's going to climb. And you might even see 60 pounds of pressure, Kenny, on that Suburban. And then when you let off, you come to the stoplight there on the off-ramp, it goes, whoa, drops way back down to 20. So you definitely, 520 code is, if we're full of oil, Kenny, then you've got a oil sending unit that is bad. And yes, you could do it yourself, but you need to buy the special little sending unit socket. It's a special socket, and that socket, then you need a universal on top of that. That means it's like your wrist. It moves anywhere and everywhere you want it to move. And then you need the long, long extension. Then you get back aft. It's up on top of the engine, so you're going to have sore knees. Period. You're going to be climbing up on top of the engine looking down at that bad boy because the sending unit is in the back of the engine by the firewall. Kenny, it's not fun. You can't even hardly see this silly thing, and you've got to undo the electrical connector without breaking anything. Then you got to get the electrical connector back on the brand new one that you're putting in there. And the hole, by the way, is the hole that you're threading it in, and the block is smaller than the little finger on my right hand and my left hand. Oh, my left hand's a little bigger than my right. Anyway, the hole is very small, so be careful you don't cross-thread it. Make sure you put some white Teflon tape on it before you put it in there, too. But that's what's wrong. Good observation, so... I myself, Kenny, I work on a lot of cars and all, but hey, if I was you, I'd just hire somebody to do it. Let them wear their kneecaps out. Let them have the frustration and you gotta take off the plastic coverings and all, and then you gotta sneak some hoses out of the way and all that, and you gotta get your hand down in there. Why let them scratch their hands and their arms and stuff? What are they gonna charge you? About roughly an hour time, about $175. For the hour, minimum fee, our wage, sending units. I think it's roughly $30-$35, something like that. But that's what's wrong. Thanks for emailing me, Kenny. Appreciate it. That's exactly what a lot of people that, too, Kenny, I'm probably going to guarantee you this right now. You probably have a oil leak out the back of your engine block. That's the oil leak. The sending unit is metal where it screws into that little hole. Size of a pencil, but that's metal. But then it comes up on the top of the oil sending unit is plastic. So plastic and metal heat and cool at different times, causing the swellness. You know, it swells up and then it shrinks, and then it leaks. So you're going to be solving your oil pressure problem and also probably an oil leak problem too. Isn't that nice? I love it. Kill two birds with one stone. Is that how they say that? Hey, welcome, Kenny. Appreciate it. Hey, send me an address if you would. If you'd like, you're in Boise. Get a little gift pack. I'll drive it over there. I'd love to meet you, shake your hands. And you know what's going to be in that little gift pack for you, Kenny? You said it. You get a oil pressure. pressure sending unit. Along with some Meguiar's, I've got some solution finish in there. I've got some Mother's in there, a lot of good Mother's things. The clay bar. I'm going to get you, I want a picture or a video of you clay barring that whole entire Suburban. A lot of real estate to clay bar. Woo! But it'll look good when you get done. Appreciate it. Goodness sakes, the garage door is starting to go down here on the first hour. Second hour coming up, of course, folks. I'm going to be talking about this oil pressure recall coming up on the second hour. Right off the bat, we'll do that. And the question of the week is going to be hitting you on the second hour, and that is, Mark, what's the best car for the money? Well, I have not only the best car, it's the best EV, the best hybrid, and the best SUV. Coming up on the second hour, we got the recall we're going to talk about. And real quick, also, too, EV drivers, listen up. This just hit the news wire. EV driving range, of course, it does go down, folks. If you're thinking about buying an EV in the wintertime and driving it in the wintertime, it decreases in the winter, cold. When it is and dips down to 20 degrees or below, the range on an EV decreases by about 41%. And also, that is at 20 degrees or below. Colder, okay, and then that is also with the heater on. So you're going to lose about 41% of your range right off the top. And that is coming from AAA. Thanks, AAA, for giving me those stats, bringing them into me on the teletype machine here. And they just wanted to make sure that everybody understood that, you know, yeah, it does that on all our batteries, doesn't it? Even that electric snow shovel. 12-inch. It seems like I'm trying to sell that thing. I don't know. Costco's not a sponsor, but boy, I did sell them out. That's what it's all about there. The power of you, folks. The power of the people. BringItTrailer.com. Go there. Have fun. It's a car show every single day. They have email you can sign up for. Get it in there. A 1960 Cadillac Series 62 convertible. Black on black. Did not sell. It went all the way up to $88,000. Thanks for joining me, everybody. Drive safe. Motor on and keep pushing the juice pedal. This has been a Loose Nut production.
Oh, I'm bad. Amazing way. Yes, I'm bad.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.